Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Happy Thanksgiving Day, everybody. It's Thanksgiving Day in America. And what better way to kick off a Thanksgiving, a live Thanksgiving Day show, my 22nd live Thanksgiving Day show, than to have someone join us from Rome, Italy, not Georgia, not Rome, Georgia, Rome, Italy. Emilio Iodice has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last several years. He's the Director Emeritus, Professor of Leadership at Loyola University, one of the most decorated members of the State Department delegation as he traveled around the world. I only have an hour show here. If I listed all of the wonderful things he's done, that would be all I could do. And I want to get him in here to talk about some of these things. But he's joining us from Rome, and we've asked him to tell us a little bit about what's going on over there. Emilio Iodice, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you, happy Thanksgiving to you and all of your listeners, and congratulations on your 22nd Thanksgiving holiday on the air. This is really a wonderful accomplishment, and congratulations on the wonderful work that you do with small business, which, just like in Italy, are the major employers. People often forget that the major employers in America and also in Europe are small businesses.
That's right.
Thank God we have them.
Well, no question. When Courage Was the Essence of Leadership, folks, that's the new, highly successful book of Emilio Iodice. When Courage Was the Essence of Leadership, I encourage you to check it out on Amazon. Hey, Emilio, what is Thanksgiving Day as an American, having grown up here? Tell us about what you think about Thanksgiving.
For me, and especially as an American now who lives abroad, joining millions of other Americans that live outside the United States, it really means a great deal to us. First of all, the very fact that I was born in America, I'm very thankful about that. I'm first generation. My parents were born in Italy. And I just gave an address to a bunch of young leaders at a huge organization here about leadership. And I told them that if I had been born in Italy on the island where my parents were, I might still be happy, but I'd be a fisherman, just like where my grandparents were. I would have never had the opportunity to work in the highest levels of Washington and around the world, but I did that because I was born in America, and I'm grateful for that. And that means so much to me and all Americans that are living abroad. So today, we're really celebrating Thanksgiving at our house with 30 people over, friends and family, all of whom are in one way or another tied to our great country.
I want to talk about that in a little bit, but I want to ask about your parents. Were your parents first generation? Were they the immigrants?
They were the immigrants.
What did they think about this notion of Thanksgiving Day?
For my parents, it was the most important holiday of the year because it gave them a chance to say thank you to America and thank you to God that God opened the doors for them to come to the United States. They always felt that. They felt that it was a divine providence that opened the doors for them to settle in America and to raise their kids in America. So they were very, very thankful. Thanksgiving was a big, big day for us. Very emotional as well. My parents were very emotional about it. And again, they always, first thing they did was raise a glass to America, and they flew the flag. My father flew the flag every single day outside of his house for 60 years.
Wow.
Every single day.
So what was the, at a home where surely you could cut the Italian, you could cut the Italian influence with a knife. What would a Thanksgiving Day meal look like?
The Thanksgiving Day meal. Well, we would have all the different things that you could imagine that Italians have. We would have first an antipasto with Italian cold cuts and cheeses, and then we would have pasta. Of course, my mother always made a wonderful pasta. And then we would have turkey, and then we would have fish, probably, all types of different kinds of seafood and fish after
wow.
that. And then we would have, nuts and fruit. And then somebody
would call an ambulance, right? After that, after all of that. Emilio, hold on to that thought. Emilio Iodice, folks. I'm sorry I missed that dinner, aren't you? We'll be right back with Emilio Iodice. We're going to find out what's it like to be an American in Rome on Thanksgiving Day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.